beautiful Arizona Saturday morning to you all. No matter what part of the great state of Arizona you may be tuned in, it's 1-888-767-4348. Steve's on the line, wants to share a little story about his aerating experience. Good morning, Steve, and welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The only story I want to really, here's what happened. I went and rented on Friday night a aerator. And then Saturday morning, or Friday night, I broke my wrist. So me being stubborn like you and some other people I know, I decided I'm going to do it anyway. So I made my mistake by going towards a chain link fence, 6-foot chain link fence. That aerator caught that chain link fence and walked right up it, all the way to the headrail on it.
So aerators and chain link fences don't get along. With a broken wrist. Well, I'm glad you're still here to tell the story.
Yeah, we don't recommend trying to run any equipment when you're disabled like that. I think that's probably good sound advice. So learn from Steven's experience, folks.
Thanks for the call and tuning in. Let's see how we can help Ellen this morning on a yellowing plant. And something we won't need a narrator for that, so we're in good shape there. Good morning, Ellen.
Well, how about we go to Robert instead? Miss Ellen's gone on her way this morning.
All right. Well, good morning, Robert. How may we help you?
Hi. I have two bougainvilleas in my backyard, and I put them on, attached them to a trellis so that they would grow upwards. But one of them fell over, and it laid like that for a day, and I reattached it to the trellis, but now that one is losing all its leaves. It's still producing flowers more than the other one, but all its leaves are gone away. Is it dead, dying, or?
It's not uncommon for bougainvilleas to go through cycles like that, where what you're seeing is the flower is actually a colored bract or a modified leaf. A lot of times if they're heavily in color like that, they may not have a lot of leaves on them. Sometimes then those bracts will fall off and they'll grow new leaves. Now, if you disrupted it by putting it on the trellis or damaged the root system or the root ball by driving the trellis down into the ground maybe, or, you know, maybe cause some strain or stress on it, could be an issue. I don't think I'd worry too much about it. Maybe when it's done with those colored bracts, give it a very light little tip prune, maybe a little bit of fertilizer, and it should flush right out with new foliage. But it's not uncommon for them to go through cycles like that at all.
And they can be a very hard plant to kill. It's they're very well adapted to Arizona for sure. Couple
pretty tough. The one thing they absolutely just despise and don't do well is if you break the root ball up when you plant one. So be very careful, as tough as they are, when you take one out of the pot that it came in to put it in the ground, that you don't disrupt that root ball.
Very good. Couple quick text questions to shoot through here. This individual has thrips and aphids that are making the rose petals look burnt. Is there anything that can be done about that?
Well, thrips will definitely do that. They'll get down in that bud of that rose flower before it opens, and you know they've got an abrasive, you know, appendage abrasiveness on their legs, and it causes, you know, that bud to get damaged or scarred. And as it opens, when it's healed, sometimes they don't even open properly when it's done that. Really, probably the most effective thing, because of where they're located, down generally deep inside a bud of a rose bush, is a systemic type product that you can put on as a granule or a liquid through the root system of the plant. Let it absorb that up through the system of the plant and go into the bud, killing the thrips.
We appreciate all the calls and texts. If you didn't get your questions answered, yeah. Harper's Nursery is open today until
5 o'clock today. And generally we're open, starting Monday, 6 a.m. we'll be open. with the warmer weather coming on, our guys want to start a little earlier, so we'll be open early if you want to get an early start, but open 8 to 5 on Saturdays.
And we have two tickets for the Edible Garden Tour. Jennifer has the details on.
I have two sets of two tickets to the Edible Garden Tour. My good friend Jill Green at the Sweet Life Garden helps to put together this wonderful tour of 9 different gardens down in the Arcadia District, and you drive, it's a self-guided tour. But if you're interested in different kinds and styles of gardening, it's a great way to learn. There's lasagna gardens, there's orchards, echo ponds, chickens and bees, and there's even one with edible gardening in the desert landscape, which I think would be intriguing. So anyway, if you want to win a couple of those tickets, just text us at 411-923 Jill's Garden. It's 8-1 next Saturday, May 13th, and it's $18 a ticket for anybody else who's interested, be at sweetlifegarden.com to get the tickets.
Very good. That is I have not been on it, but I've seen pictures, and I know you have. It sounds like a very inspiring tour for anyone looking to get started in gardening or really get an idea of everything you can produce here in Arizona. If you've got a question about your house, home, castle, or cabin, jump on the line now, 1-888-767-4348. Going to the open line hour next.